I come in like an old school Dr. Kumalo on this. Yuppie, yuppie, yo!
Lerato Moloi made headlines when she addressed rape allegations against South African comedian and TV personality Mongezi Mahlangu.
Never ever been on the tabloid, more cheating on his wife.
I went delusional when Mom and I separated.
The tall ass Mo has been acquitted.
Mo has taken the comedy industry by storm. Rest assured that his performance will leave you in stitches.
We coming like the old school Dr. Kumalo in this bitch. Yuppie, yo. Yo, man, no introduction needed. Got a motherfucking dog in the building. Is a dog that he thinks is. What's going on? This is the Shady Podcast. My name is Shady. And that guy over there who's dying from laughter.
It's Taban. You can't take it seriously. We stubborn niggas in that
serious. I'm rolling with Injaga Trump. Gents, let's start the show. We'll get into it.
Cindy was live on the scene.
Cindy, by the way,
no, then you must.
Cindy, I'll start by the scene. Sana Manda Bapila, you call it up? Bafe Bonke.
Oh my God.
Sir Sand.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, anyway, let's call him the man. Thank you for having me, guys.
What's happening? I'm on the shady PH.
My brother, you know what? You know what? I've been hustling, I've been on the grind.
Yes.
You know what's so crazy? How I met both of you guys in separate different occasions before I came to the show.
Yes.
I bumped into PH just at the garage down here in the evening.
Yes.
And then you came through to my restaurant on my birthday party celebration on the 28th.
Which is like now 2 weeks back.
Yes, you got to meet my partners and see the vibe.
Yes. And I didn't even know it was your place.
My
chill. I came here with white people.
Yes.
And they were like, yo, you got to come to this place. It's so fucking cool.
Really? The Caucasians, they love me.
I said, yeah, let's get it, you know? My friend was playing there, Ramon.
Yes, Ramon. Yes. Ramon and Ports.
Yes.
Fucking pump it, Chana.
Yo, dog, I had a hard drum and bass.
Yeah,
I got
really?
Heavy. Then this guy's like, it's my place. I said, yo, what's with the drum and bass? Yeah. Give me an MDMA. Let's trip.
Let's go.
Oh, and then he was like, nah, let's smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay.
I don't smoke.
But it was a crook man. He was sipping on the Hennessy there. The coilers there, busy running around there.
Coiling around
hey,
me, dog.
Hey, this guy's busy cruising. Hey, man, relax, man. No.
The one brewer was excited. So too I was much, like, bro. My man, let's chill. We're in the outside area.
Personal assistant.
Really cool.
Get
dog is this your life?
Yes.
You
got a PhD.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Labas Patsakres.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Samba ngele crusade.
Sir.
Shake off and put a crunch.
At least you know you are out of exile. So
yes.
We are happy to have you here.
Thank you, my brother.
Because abanye basele like exile.
I basele, but you know, many soldiers were left behind, my brother. You know, COVID really switched up the entire game.
And you, my friend, let me tell you, I was not prepared to lose you as a soldier in
Thank
the
you.
Fight.
Thank you, my brother. You know what? God for us all prove for himself.
We're like, no, we need Tall Ass Mo back. M23 can't win.
Come on with it. They can't win.
Susa today. This is, look, fuck me.
PH is like, PH is like,
that's why I do Americano.
I'm on a fart like there's no tomorrow. Sorry, my bad.
Thank God for the air conditioning here. I never see the point now.
It's going to be worse. PH, please don't fart in here. This is a soundproof room. We just got Mo back.
Thank you for having me, guys. Yo, bro. Like, for real.
Sponsors are glues, I'm fine.
I know. I'm poor, my niggas.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Depression, anxiety, mental health. It's real, my dogs.
Ish.
And as a machita, we hardly ever, you know, dive into those things.
Also,
you know?
Like, I think with you, Yabo, it's a... A statement like that to say, no, I was depressed, I had anxiety,
yes.
People, my big bag, funny guy, this guy's always happy because he's always laughing.
Mm.
And because he's always making other people laugh, you should be the last person.
It's the comedy syndrome.
Yes.
It's the comedy syndrome.
I've heard about this way too many times.
Correct. Robbie Williams suffered from the same thing. Mm. Our late brother Ebenezer, same thing. There's multiple comedians who have taken their lives because the only way they can express hurt is through humor.
Yeah. Mm.
So you talk about your pain to people. Like you tell them about how you were abused as a child or
but
how messed
thing.
Up. By laugh.
Yeah,
but I think
a funny
also
guy.
Just like
it for, makes you better. It makes you feel better.
You know, for a normal person's context is you laugh at your problems. You
yes.
laugh at your
yeah.
That thing is a little
well,
yes.
When your problems get really bad, you
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah, instead
at
of just laugh.
Guzotin.
Yeah, because guzotin. You niggas keep it real here. You smoke and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you smoke. You want to smoke?
No, I'm okay. You know, me, if I smoke in this room, it's going to be a hot mess. I smoke the green
smoke, my bro.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
That shit is sad. That shit is sad, man. It's very sad what happened to
Ebenezer. Yeah, he was a very good brother of mine. But at the end of the day, what I can say is that his life just needs to be celebrated and we move on.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
We'll never understand why he did what he did.
You never will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we never will. And unfortunately, because Argentina Machita, we cry bullets, you understand? Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we, as man and je, when you cry, kwa.
Yeah.
Or you're shooting someone else and you take yours and you take the kids, take everybody with you.
Yeah, no, when
people
I don't
are like
do that.
Ah, Mina.
You just got back, dog.
They call me more love for a reason. Yeah.
Please, be
come
a
on.
You know, when people
gentle
don't understand,
brother.
They don't understand that my first reality show, Mo Love, is based on how I love.
Mm. Hey man, can I tell you? Sorry, I'm gonna interrupt. That was one of the best reality shows we've had in this country. Like,
before it's time.
Hey, man, no, look at the shit that we have now.
If Shabin Queens can have a reality show, Live Jive, three alcoholics, they're on a billboard in the middle of Alexandria. Hey man. No. I think that the value of reality has simmered down.
Yeah.
It's streaming now.
Mm. Yeah, YouTube is the YouTube.
YouTube
is the
streaming, that's where we're at with
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hence the real network, you know?
Yeah, hence.
Yeah. They're gonna come crying to you. Believe me, the channels are gonna come knocking.
Mm.
They
phone PH and he doesn't tell us who's calling.
Internet killed the TV star. That's the same way.
Chief.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, man.
I was saying this in the office yesterday, I think to Flex and to the guys, of how I went to an event, I think the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know who these people are.
Nah, man, I don't know them.
But they, when someone says, oh no, man, this is so and so, you go on to their socials, like
500,000, 1 million followers.
Hey,
bro.
500,000 subscribers. I'm just like, yo, not in a bad way to say who the fuck are you, but like, who are you? Where am I? Mm-hmm. Where have I been hiding? You know?
Or like,
No, these kids are all over the place. I think that the liberty of being able to create your own content when you want, how you want.
100%.
It's the best thing. Because look at me, for example. I had a prank show on MTV.
Yes,
but
I was on it.
They pranked.
I got
they pranked you. They pranked your ass.
And I was very concerned.
In the next episode of You Got, we pranked the shady lurker himself. We washed his car illegally in a parking lot and demanded cash.
I was not happy. Ask him. When I came out there, I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
You know what happened?
No,
I don't remember the prank, bro.
There was brewers that used to wash cars at SABC at night.
Yes,
and the one was like my guy, yabo.
Yeah.
Anyway, that guy, he was like the guy who used to wash cars. So when I came out, I find these other two guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, I know Miss Kezimot or whatever. And then I'm like, oop, Mtunzi.
Yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck is Mtunzi? Who are you niggas? They're like, Mtunzi is not here. We are here.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've washed the car now. And then they wanted like some ridiculous amount. Of
for my
like,
2000.
For my 2000 or something. But you know, when you're in it, you don't realize it's a prank because you still like, like you, the guy was like, hi, 2000. Yeah, well, it's a Polish and I'm fine. He lip gloss. Yeah, but we use lip gloss and then we put lip gloss on your tongue.
Oh,
and I'm like,
what?
That security bra comes with the bib.
Sure.
And he's like, sorry. I'm impounding the car because you're not allowed to wash cars. Like,
what?
Then those brews that are washing the car
are now fighting.
They kick down and they leave me with this security guy. And this bride's like, give me the keys. And I'm like, hey, fuck you, my man.
And the crazy part is,
sure,
I wasn't even there to come out and say, what a
hard.
Yeah,
and the shit is
after. Sure, my dog, how are you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The shit is getting heated, dog.
Sure.
I was like, my man, are you sure? He's like, no, I'm impounding the car.
Said, nine.
Yeah. You won't. This is Auckland Park. Yeah. This is, and some Congolese dude. I was like, this is not Congo.
But yeah, no, no, no.
I think that, you know what? I think that things like that should come back. Yes. You know, I mean, that show was syndicated all over the world.
True.
I had 200 million views on, like, 200 million eyes on my prank show because it replaced Punk'd.
Shit.
Remember Ashton Kutcher retired?
Yes.
And then that's when Viacom took me to LA. Sign my big ass contract. Boom,
boom. Yeah.
You got God. Mona, you can watch You Got God in Spanish, in multiple different languages, man.
Yes.
It's like Telemundo type shit, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
But the thing
it's
is, you know,
good idea. That thing should come back.
It should, but you know what? It's gonna come back on the real network. That's what it is, man.
Come on, with
I'm saying.
That's what
come
it is, bro.
On with it.
Me, I don't have. I don't have this thing of wanting to be chatty. No, I want to have fun. I want to go out there. I want to make people come alive again.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the internet needs now.
Yes, because you know, there's these on Facebook. There's these Nigerian prank guys. I think it's Nigeria. It's either Nigeria or Kenya or whatever.
Yes.
Right. Immediately, what makes it funnier is the accent.
Yes.
Right. So what
and
they
the sound
do?
Effects.
They come with like
they come with
like an Arab guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's in his Arab outfit, shades, and a briefcase, right? And then it'll be just like normal black guy, and he walks out with this Arab guy with the briefcase.
Yeah.
And they'll approach like a random timer. And then they're like, so the project has started. Yeah. So what we need now is we need another 2 million for the project to continue. This is my partner here, is Mo. And then the timer's like, then he's like, oh, this is Mr. Mo. Is he the one I must give the 2 million?
Yeah.
Then that brother's like, yeah, 2 million. Then he says to him, like, in their language, you know, sure. He'll be like, if it's your bottom or some shine. Then he's like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, what? How far are we with the project, Mr. Mo? Then Mr. Mo is like, in fact, we've already started. In fact, we're almost finished.
Yeah.
Then they start making the questions more difficult. No? Are the tanks holding the volume that we need them to hold? The tanks are holding. And then he'll open the briefcase.
Yeah.
It's obviously fake money. When nigga sees that shit, now all of a sudden, he's like, then it's like, okay, so I'm going to take the briefcase. You, the rich guy, you stay with Mr. Mo.
Yeah.
Let me move with it. Mr. Mo starts chasing the brother. The priest. And then the guy's like, what's going on now? Like, no, I need
those
to go
are
with
the
this
best,
guy.
Bro. Those are the best, bro.
No. That's
you know, they sent me.
It's hilarious.
Viacom sent me to Nigeria to go and prank, bro.
Really?
Jesus Christ. They'll chop your head off them.
And it was a whole season. You got Nigeria. Hey, my brother. I lived in Lekki for like a month or two.
Lekki's like the
potholes. 4 days. Ish. I don't know how Burna Boy drives a Lamborghini in that place,
he
bro.
Doesn't. He only drove it out the dealership and back.
And back. Then, you can't drive cars
no,
in that place,
can't.
Bro. You know?
Not
but anyway, man, that's what it is. And PH and Waras, I've got so much history with you guys. And one thing that I love is that, you know, the unity within...
100%.
The both of you, just keep it up, Machita.
Thanks,
man. Yeah, keep it up, dog. We've got important business.
I was about to say, we've got a show to.
Sorry, producers.
Sorry. Lot of shit is happening.
Talk to me, PH. What's going
a
on?
A lot of shit is happening. But first, we're going to go into the comments before anything else.
Oh, okay.
This guy is the boss.
Yeah.
Roll that thing. What is happening there?
He's the boyfriend.
The
guy, the brew, sitting like he's in a parky.
Yeah.
Oh, so he jumped into the car and said, fuck that, not Imedi.
You're not taking Imedi. And
then... PH? Why to PH?
It's
Mo.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yes. Oh, shit.
The guy is the one, the guy. So they gave him some...
Comment.
Someone in the comment said, "Are you lying on your caption? The guy is gay. It's but it's a gay best friend. There's no boyfriend that will allow it to go just like that. Unless it's the end of the relationship." Well, if there's one way to tell it's the end, is if your chick is getting into a car with other niggas.
Life jive.
When your chick becomes life a stogo, it's not your chick, it's our chick.
And then finally, let me tell you something.
And Tina said, no pH, but masambang a fucking car.
Yeah.
Sitting genai. What's that? Bafig first lane. But are you in here, Mbali? Mbali's not here. This is, you know, that super blatant. Age kumbali. Siti chwe. Get away from my fucking car.
And the worst part, that fucking car was branded. So.
Eish, man.
I used to roll with this nigga.
Now I'm
I used to tour with PH, bro. Crazy shit. Okay, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, please.
I got many of my fucking car stories with this gentleman.
You're the driver.
And it was an H1, not even a fucking car.
Oh, shit, Shout out, Bo.
You know it's a Kondai.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know the conductor. You know that guy that's like...
Hill, bro.
Akachi. Akachi.
I traveled to this man. The hell of
embassy,
an
actor. Embassy.
Yo, Kondi Wumo, Mfana. Where's that nigga?
He's around, bro. He's doing well. Now it's obviously... Ramadan Mubarak now, so he's obviously just taking a little bit of a low profile.
Yeah.
But he's still good, man. He's my
brother. Shout out, bro. Right. He used to give us those sandwiches, man.
Yes.
His wife would cook food for us every time he'd come pick us up.
It's like a steak. You know, Muslims eat that. Is it like a, it's like a steak toasted sandwich? Yeah, it's a steak sandwich.
With chips inside.
My God.
Like a school, it's called a schoolboy.
Schoolboy.
Shredded steak with chips. Yeah. Masala.
That's it. Oh, my days.
Like a dagwood of sorts.
Shout out.
Somebody said, okay, I see Mapula, but that girl who's on a call, Njani. Ufonelani. I thought that was his chick. The one that's on a call, like she's acting like she doesn't know what's going on. Like, hi.
Is that
the chick?
Yeah, but Mapula now belongs to the drivers. Kapora Moreki.
Girls will hurt you.
Kapora Moreki.
Did she say, go to sleep? She told her, man, I'm beyond.
Was that guy at the club with them?
Yeah, they were together, obvious.
I think they found her at the club with him. But now they were like, don't you want to go with us? No, look, it happens. I won't lie. I've been part of a mission or two.
That's
like
the tail end of the
relationship.
Don't
say we.
No,
we
not you.
We
no,
don't.
I was actually, you know, no. I was with Euphonic.
We don't.
Yes.
Right? We went to, it was me, Euphonic, Kent, Twins on Decks. Yeah. We were at Galaxy in Cape Town. Remember Galaxy?
Yes.
Where are the twins, man? Mm. Hey, those guys are expecting when back it comes on, here to the Marys.
Right? So, Cruz are married.
Now,
kids,
are you married? No.
Yeah.
I win.
We have to grow up.
Time moves, Moss.
Yeah, time moves.
Jesus is Lord.
So, we're there, we play. Sharp. We all play. Bah, 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 back to back. And then we're sitting like in a section.
This was thingy weekend, man. Not Durban July. What's this thing?
Met.
JNB Met weekend. Yeah. Yes.
Now, obviously, bus bag.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now there was these other hands, but they were with Bruce there.
Yeah.
But they're trying to, you know, that's one where they're coming closer and closer to the section. So me, I was like, oh, come to the section. So you want to come now?
Yes.
Pull in. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Section.
Yes.
That time, Temba, Ushai Huda. Ooh, PA to Temba.
Yes. Beep,
me na ngikondai. I'm like, exe. Who's coming? Who's coming to Pepper Club? Are you in or out? It's a 15 on orange.
My favorite hotel in the world, bro.
So obviously now, these bitches pull into the section. They're hanging with us. Doesn't take long. Mm. And then we were taking turns entertaining them because I'm going to have to DJ.
Yes.
So it's like, I go play, the twins and Euphonic, my party.
Yeah.
Then Euphonic goes and play,
you substitute,
There's more and more. There was like there six hands in the section by the end.
Yes.
So, you know, Temba. True. Temba is like, send another car.
Yes.
Because now, gakwala fun.
Yeah.
So, hey, Baba, when they say send another car, that promoter, Brewer, was like, ah, guys, yabola.
It's too much.
Angain pume. Take Galaxy.
Yeah, no.
If you think you only get out here.
Galaxy is in Lansdowne. Where's it? Lansdowne?
Galaxy was like the colored club.
No, I know, but I'm just saying the placement of it. It's in like.
Oh, fuck, I don't deep, know.
Deep. I don't remember what Galaxy was,
colored area.
It was the colored club. That shit was open for like 40 years. It was like an institution. Massive, a super club.
Mm.
Multiple levels.
Yeah.
And there was always, you know, that Cape Malay spec hun.
Yes.
They're beautiful, but they're poor. Mm. So.
They can make curry out of anything. Just give me the tin fish, I'll make a curry. Give me the beans, I'll make a curry.
Oh my God.
Give me the bull.
So now, Babon, good Tyler. Singalale 15 on orange. Yes. You know what, guys? You know me, I like to keep it real.
Yeah.
That time you funny is in a TB9 or something. Sure. You know, like,
yeah,
come on.
Aston Martin. You know?
Tina, we're also moving, we're rolling. Yeah. You know, we used to get cars from BMW and shit. We were nice, yeah. Dog, you know? So, imoto zethu spakwe ngaphandle. Abantwana sibapakisha ku H1.
Come on with it.
That brood is like, yo, don't leave with these hands because they're moving with other fucking gangsters. Yeah, they're gonna shoot you niggas. Then that bra is like.
See,
yabo, okay. I'm fine.
This is why
I know type of thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Then you can see, you know how they gather.
Yeah.
You know, colors. They gather.
I
groups,
know.
Large groups called gangs.
Yeah.
So now, ay batang ngampagish muntu akim. Samba na ngat.
Lifetime.
Kale Francis. Yes, dog.
Shit.
Then you know that hand did. I remember. Oh, it was a period of my life where.
Shit.
I wasn't as. I was wayward.
Mm.
You know. Fortunately, I've changed.
You were still young.
I was.
Yes.
So now, in the center console of the car, my arm is here. Cause in the end, I took her. Obviously, me, I tried to cherry.
Yeah. Nine.
Whatever, bro.
Yes.
You know?
Kalemba.
Mm-hmm.
You'll survive. Don't
you
worry.
Know? I pay her. Her other job is she was a promo girl for Hunters.
Okay.
Right? So she kind of knew me. She's like, I saw you at the Hunters. I said, ah, what the fuck are you doing there? She said, ah, you were drinking Hunters. I said, what were you doing? I was opening the Hunters. I said, ah, I never still see you, man. I'm fucking Mutuin. My city is a driver. Yes, Lumutuin son.
Yeah.
Upis, Usha, my snap. So now my arm is here and her arm is also here.
Shit.
Bro, she posted that photo.
Stupid girl.
And then my real hun saw the photo and she was like, whose arm is this? Because I have a tattoo, so it's like hard to hide. You know what I'm saying? Then she was like, the arm in this photo corresponds with your children's birthdays.
Jesus.
Me now still trying to say it's not my arm, it's Sunny Bill Williams' arm.
Oh my God. Bro.
Hey, dog.
What about me? Yeah. Remember, I there was a time in my life where I said I was traumatized by black women and I don't think I want to date black women. I'm going to date white women.
Yes, yes. And your trauma is understandable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, but my
we believe you.
Thank you, sir. But I kind of got tempted to go back to the black juice. You understand?
Yeah, I know.
So it's somebody found a picture of me with my ex.
Yeah.
Posted it online. Yeah. First person on the story, Musa Kaula. Yeah. Burn. Charles Moses, but he does not date any black girl. But look at the fat bitch he's with.
Ay, bro, yeah. Fat bitch.
Bruh.
Mom is like a fat bitch.
Bro.
Ay, Musa Kaula.
Mfana, like, the way they criticized me for going back to black.
Imagine.
It was a tough one.
Yeah.
Only because
they wanted you to stay by the whites.
No, they said that. Never mind, they want me to stay by the whites. They said the whites didn't want me.
Oh my God.
No, my niggas, I understand that shit, yo. Social media can get you into trouble. Those guys there, I respect their game. Game is game.
Game
we're
is game.
We're predators, we're hunters. So at the end of the day, if I shoot your gazelle and she's limping, if I see an injured gazelle.
If someone has to take her.
Look, yeah. People with problems and
games. And also, like, you know, when you understand the game, this is what I always say to people. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. That thing, you know, that is such a powerful statement.
Correct.
And I feel like when it was made, people are like, oh, that sounds so cool. Don't hate the player, hate the game. But if you dig it deeper into the meaning of the thing.
Yes.
It's a fact. The game took your hand.
Correct.
It's not the player. That guy is just a player on the field doing
Correct.
His things. He spent a lot of money on that car.
Mm-hmm.
He spent a lot of money on his outfit.
Yes.
And he spent a lot of money on that evening out.
Correct.
He didn't do it. Konugut and Hatagwa at the end of the. He did it for hands.
Yes.
He did it to Pagish.
He was hunting. He came prepared bow and arrow, everything.
Utate umuntuako because umuntuako agakonile.
It's not umuntuako. Based on that line, does that apply to Bushiri? Don't hate the player.
Don't hate the player.
Hate the game.
He's a hustler.
Lely. Everybody. Lele, Lele.
I'm applying to Bushiri because he's in shit right now.
I'm the little prophet, the little one.
He's in shit right now.
He's in big shit, yeah.
Yeah, he's in big shit.
Look, he's been in shit. Mm. It's just that they're not letting the shit go. Mm. I think he's tried every avenue to bribe whoever he can.
Didn't work.
Based on the... They're saying come back. Yeah, sure. Now he's saying he's going to drop names of cops that told him he must give them 100
mil. I'm a snitch.
Huh. Right? Now, I can attest personally to the type... 100 mil, fuck all for Bushiri.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I tweeted the other day. We did security a few years ago. At his Night of the Evangelist event, which is their New Year's Eve.
Beast in the stadium, yeah.
Bro, there was 100... When Chris Brown came and we said Chris Brown broke records, Bushiri tweeted and said, no, I broke records.
Correct.
Sure. He did. Mm. That nigga had about 115,000, 120,000 people.
Those things are always crazy.
Shit. One day, right?
And they're all offering.
Yeah. Yabo, I'm offering wabo. Iza ngendishi mfana yabo lendishi enkulu la where you put beers in to make them cold.
Yeah.
That was their collection bowl.
Jesus.
Then he sells that holy oil and virgin, what's it called? Water of the Virgin. Whatever.
Something like that.
Rub it in your stomach.
It's probably his urine, you never know.
It's like a 100 ml bottle. Looks like a perfume bottle type of thing. And it's R100 a pop.
Jesus.
People were coming and they were buying 80 at once because they're from Malawi. They needed 80.
Abanye
base Swaziland, Lesotho, Zambia, Congo, Zim.
You have a life.
The people were fighting over that thing. So when we were escorting the money that is taken from, because we were doing the escort, we probably escorted between 40 and 60 million rand cash and coins.
Real and he's not banking that shit.
No, it goes from the strong room. There's a strong room at FNB Stadium. Then we took it offsite somewhere else, right, to another vault.
Sure. Mm.
In any case, while we were escorting it and we were in the frustration, you're obviously doing your work, and you guys know me. For the most part, I'm a very honest guy.
Yes.
But when I saw this story come out, Ukuthi Bushiri is being extradited, I started thinking, and I spoke to Mdu, innocent.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm like, as in Mdu, that night when we were escorting that money, now some shy leopard. We should have robbed that nigga, dog. Because look now. Oh, man, we should have robbed that guy.
Why did you play that video?
Three years ago. Fuck!
Listen to this.
If I speak, you have seen, how many heads have seen me praying for a fridge which is not working and it started working? Cars. If I can command a fridge and it can listen, who is Ezekiel?
Wait for this.
If I, the anointing I have, if I can command a car that has never moved for 6 months.
I can't accept that.
Can it happen?
The engine is removed. Engine out. And I pray the engine move and the car moves.
Now that is a miracle.
Without someone. Connecting. You are deceiving.
Those things when I watch that clip, like that shit is sad. When I say
sad, that time, why did they use that time?
No, man, why are you taking advantage of people like that where you can say, okay, I'm gonna pray for a fridge?
It's a hustle.
How fucking stupid are you?
It's a hustle.
Man, he's like the Claudio Motsoeng of churches.
Can I tell you why people fall?
Local. Don't do that. You were saying, Mom, you were saying,
you know what this nigga does? Jake, South Africans, believers in general, are very gullible.
Sure.
Yeah. No, they are. Because they want to believe.
They want to believe. So sometimes people want instant gratification in belief. So if you say you're a man of God, my fridge doesn't work, fix the fridge.
Yeah.
Then Bushiri come out, I play for the fridge.
Yeah.
The fridge is going to run again. It's running. What?
It's Lani.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they obviously set these things up so that you believe. Who's the other guy who brought someone back to life?
Yeah.
Nigga was dead in the coffin.
Yeah, one in the white, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
woke up. Come on! He was eating everything. Yes. Guy, that is called super, how can I say, charismatic churches.
Mm.
That's why I tell people, go back to your roots, my man.
Mm.
You see the church you grew up in? That Makoko used to take you to
Shona Kon.
That's the church you not belong. This new one. Yes. Not this new things that you're seeing now.
On that point, right? Mm. At his event, and this is where, let me say, I don't want people to think I'm bashing Bushiri or I want to rob him, but I should have.
Fuck yeah, I know. You'd have eaten the money together.
Anyway, on the night of that thing, the stage that he brought in, I've never, to this day, and before that time, I've never seen a stage like that.
Damn it.
It was like some sort of 360-degree rotating don-don.
Get out of here.
And then when you think about the people in attendance, abapeyile, when that stage, imagine umuntu is walking on this level, and then the thing turns by screen, and then next thing, uvela ngayi.
I went.
And all of a sudden, uhamba ngap.
I went.
Because I think the stage is lifting him and whatever, but behind, he looked like David Blaine.
Shit.
So people, but
I went.
Because he was like, if I talk to you over here, but I'm actually talking to you over here.
I went.
You understand? But we're keeping you, Gumfan.
Get out of here.
People were bringing idumbu mo. Like when I say idumbu, like corpses in a blanket straight from Barra. Someone who's like on their deathbed. They brought that. Then they were forcing to get into the gate because they were like, yo, man.
They need to pray
if we can
guy.
Just see Major One.
Yeah.
Major One.
Yes.
Can touch this brewer.
He's I'll be right.
And I'm like, no, this brewer has full-blown AIDS. He is not going to be okay if Major One touches him.
Major's going to get it as well. Yeah.
And it's sad, like PH says, because those people are looking for a miracle. They're hoping for a miracle. They've put in this time, effort, energy, and mission.
Yeah.
And it's a scam.
It's a scam.
Yes.
You know, for me.
It's the scam now. The man is laundering money. He's been charged with a whole lot of things.
So for me, I'd rather go to, like, for example, to Rema and be preached by Pugatu.
Yeah. Puga too, chief.
Yeah, there you know, which you know, I've seen this guy's life.
From his struggles. Yes. To
I've seen this man change, like from drug addiction to wild Kwaito life to whatever, to him becoming a man of God and saying, sure. I've taken on this position. This is who I am. That's the guy you can believe because he's been through what you have been through.
Sure.
Now you're going to come, Bushiri, what do you know about Bushiri?
And I to pay for
he came on the scene with the Maserati.
Done.
Bought his child a Maserati. Remember the six-year-old was like me? Now he's Maserati.
Finish.
Come on, that's like Kulubuse Zuma PA.
You know how they call it the long arm of the law?
Mm.
It's because you can run, but you're going to reach here.
Sure. Yeah.
You're going to reach the crack.
Is it B?
No, that's what's happening to you now. Are they
you can't land. Bushiri, no more landing.
Back into the country already, or they're trying
to extradite him and bring him back in.
Yeah, I think the thing has been signed between South Africa Malawi, and Malawi.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So they want to bring him back. So let's see when he comes back. For me, I feel like he should name names. He obviously had a lot of protection when he was here.
Sure.
Because he took a private jet out.
That's how he got out. Exactly. And that must have cost him a fortune. So, honestly, PH, I know how you feel, but really,
that's some trouble best of shit.
I should have robbed that guy, man.
I'm on. Still have a business.
Come back, Bushiri. We want to lobby you.
There's a lot happening in the world.
Yes.
Yes. Did you guys see the budget speech?
Budget speech for South Africa?
Yeah.
Yes.
But it took time. Yes, I think they were delaying it. I don't know what's going on.
No. So, there was the initial one, and then they had one on the 12th of March in Cape Town. So
the first one was a budget vote speech, I'm sure.
No.
Yeah.
No, the first one, we were still parking, waiting for the e-wallet to land.
Okay.
Yeah, they cancelled because they hadn't reached...
Consensus
on the changes.
Wasn't balancing.
Yeah, so then 12th March, they had another one of which... Obviously, do you have a video? No, what a video. I think, but it explains basically what happened and that, none. But
not the video. But you didn't miss anything, Mo. The speech was the same as last year.
I went. Rocket.
Rocket there.
Copy-paste.
After carefully consideration, the government has decided to fund these... Deferring the funding of these sectors further would compromise the government's ability to meet its constitutional obligation to those people. To raise the revenue needed, the government proposes to increase the VAT rate by 0.5 percentage point in 2025-26 and by another 0.5 percentage point in the following year. This will bring the VAT rate to 16% by 2026-27.
Jesus.
Everyone said boo. Yeah.
So right now it's 15.5 and then next year, then the next financial year, which is 2026-27, will be
16%.
But the amount of greed in politics is crazy.
No, look, let me read the key points to you, right?
Yes.
So in terms of economic recovery, they're still crying about post-pandemic, right? They're saying that the budget is focused on stimulating growth through strategic investments and reforms.
Yeah.
This is email language. Yeah, it doesn't actually say
it's
anything.
It's missing shit.
What the fuck is strategic investment and reform? It's very broad, right? Then infrastructure development-wise, they said we need it, obviously, for economic development. They plan to allocate substantial funds to transport because the railway network is fucked.
Yeah.
Energy, you know, the story, load shedding is back. And water sectors. I don't know where you live in Joburg, but people in the likes of Four Ways, people in the likes of Melville, West Dean, Lab,
bruh,
they've never got water. They go without water for four days.
In Ilovo, it goes away as
Thank you. Mm. I was reading the other day, Danefern.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, Danefern.
Yes, it's the upper echelon. Super estate, yeah.
They've got like some fuck up there underground where the sewage infrastructure, the water infrastructure and sewage infrastructure, it's going to collapse. Oh, they're basically living on a volcano.
The pipe, man.
Don't forget. There's a main pipe there, that long one that goes into deep sludge.
100%.
And then all the rich people's shit ends up in the Kasi.
Exactly. And the Kasi shit ends up in the rich people.
So they're doing reverse osmosis.
100%.
So that one is pretty tricky.
It's a bit of a problem.
This shit smells very, very different, honey.
So
wow, black people shit is wow.
Smells like what are
they eating?
So they're giving 402 billion, yeah. 400 billion to
listen properly
to Sanrail, 100 billion to maintain the road network, another 16,000 kilometers of road. The PRASA is getting 19 billion for signaling upgrades. They need to first fix the line.
Can they get the chains that fit this time around?
My man.
Bro, the last time the wheels.
Guys, it was off by 5 centimeters.
Come on.
In terms of energy, they've given 209 billion to support energy projects. They're launching the independent transmission program, which is going to improve electricity transmission.
Is it going to be Eskom competition?
No. It's basically just to stabilize Eskom. Goes to Eskom. Water, they're giving 156 billion for things like the Mkomazi and Berg River augmentation scheme. Don't know what the fuck that is.
It's supposed
to enhance water security in KZN and the Western Cape. Health and defense, they're giving 28 billion for health supporting medical personnel addressing the needs of HIV positive population. Because remember, Trump pulled the funding.
Yes.
So there's 30% of ARVs they need to find money
for.
Defense spending, they've increased by 5 billion. That's to strengthen military forces. That one was controversial because that 5 billion is our response that's happening in Eastern Congo, where the army.
They're killing us there.
Yeah. But we are there fighting for mining rights, essentially. Like, if we call a spade a spade.
Wait, you know what it is? I believe that Rwanda is causing trouble in Eastern DRC. Ne?
Western Rwanda. It's causing trouble in Eastern...
Eastern Rwanda. In Eastern Congo.
Yes.
And they're doing it because of all the minerals that is there. That's why the Tutsis, the minority that's there, the Tutsis are given that right, you understand, to occupy and do whatever the hell they want.
And whatever minerals are on there is theirs.
M23 is also inside there as well. Yeah. So they're killing everybody so that they can be able to just... They just want that eastern part of DRC. Sure. That's all they want.
M23... What kind of a name is that?
I don't know, bro.
Sounds like
M23.
Like PH's car.
Yeah.
Driving the M23, what?
Then you heard the tax thing, right? 0.5% increase in VAT.
Sure. Shit.
Another 0.5 next year, so it'll be 16% by 2027. That one has faced major opposition from major parliamentary parties, including the DA. But this is my thing. There's a GNU here. But as much as there's a GNU... Whether it's the budget speech or whether it's what's that brewer in America talking shit saying Trump was a fucking white supremacist? Who's that fucking idiot?
Rasul.
Whatever.
Rasul, yeah.
That guy.
Ibrahim Rasul. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be... My understanding of a GNU is if we are a GNU and I say, okay, guys, let's take... And Moses, let's take these fat bitches. Because it's a GNU, PH says,
nah.
Let's
I'm
stay
good.
Away.
Let's
We're going to take good. White bitches.
Yeah.
And then I jump in and I say, yo, these Cape Malays.
Yes.
Let's take them. We can drop them off at Spa in the morning.
They're fine.
We need to come to a consensus. Yes.
Yes.
Tatabani.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe we should take the colored bitches because where we're staying is close to Spa.
Yeah. It's and a more convenient. Like 44 rand exactly. To Spa.
Where yes. Now we'll have to take people back to Khayelitsha.
Can't wait.
And then PAG. These bitches have their own cars. Landela. Yes. On the way, they could change their minds. But
say, I got you.
You see.
Then like, what do we agree on?
We have to agree to take one bitch of each group.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then we eat.
Yes.
In the GNU, that's not happening. You just make the decision. Now we are stuck with fat bitches. PH only eats whites.
You know?
You understand?
You have to take one for the boys.
You check.
Oh,
and the impression that it's giving me about the GNU, where they don't object, but nothing happens.
Mm.
Ibrahim Rasool says whatever the fuck he wants. The DA is quiet. What that guy did was wrong. It was wrong. Fuck you if you don't think it was wrong.
Yeah.
Because here in this place, we operate in the best. If I'm a politician and I'm a diplomat and I am deployed to America as the ambassador, I am there on behalf of all of South African people. I'm not there as a Muslim.
Did he go make us a push there?
No, he went there as a Muslim and an ANC member.
Oh.
So his stance is like this whole pro-Palestine, anti-Israel thing.
Okay.
And it's also this leftist view that Trump is a white supremacist. There is no proof of that, sir. You can't throw shit like that around.
Says the guy wearing a Trump hat. Yeah,
yeah, of course. 100%. But at least I can back my shit up. I can say why I like Trump and I can base it on actual stuff that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Not what my opinion is. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I'm not a diplomat, PH. I'm Waras. I'm just a boost on a podcast.
Yes.
That guy is a diplomat. You are there as a diplomatic envoy. You can't come there and push your personal agenda.
Sure.
Because you are putting all of us in danger.
Yeah.
If they pull a Goa, the jobs that are lost and the people that go hungry are going to be poor black people. Not fucking Muslims.
No.
Not pro-Palestine cunts on Twitter.
Yes.
It's not fair for you to act in such a selfish way. And then nobody calls the nigga to order. Cyril is President Cyril Ramaphosa, Mungameli. Mungameli is saying, yes, we have noted and we will take under advisement. And it's like, this is not the type of language you need to
it's
be using.
B.
Regardless of what the country's or the ruling party's stance is on Trump, you need to call that brute to order.
Yeah.
You need to say, no, that one is not on.
Yeah.
Because this man is acting as our representative. Our as in all of us.
And the Trump and is just pulling budgets away from us. Apparently he pulled the LGBTQ budget from what country? From Lesotho. LGBTQ education.
Yeah. There was LGBTQ, there was condoms in Mozambique.
Yeah.
There was...
Just imagine. So Messi is frustrated where he is now. Budget gone. No more babies to train. No more. What are we going to do? Musa Kaula is never coming out of jail. Where is he going to get paid money for? It comes from the LGBTQ
budget. Hey,
our children, how are they going to learn about loving another guy? How are they going to learn? Trump took the money away. He destroyed our gay culture in Africa. Since Trump, you must be ashamed of yourself.
You destroyed our gay culture.
Destroyed it. Took the budget from the kids. Really, really, really. Can you imagine a broke gay guy? You know how painful that is? It looks very sore. Gay people need money to operate. Take Trump, take away budget. So Mrs. Now is wearing clothes from Ackermans. It's bad.
Oh, God.
It's very bad for them.
Okay.
Guys, I try my best. Yes, Nyazama for this country.
Hey, man.
I try for this country. Really.
I'm sweating.
I love LGBTQ, LGBTQ plus A plus. My cousin brother. Nkanda, you are gay. You know yourself.
And you want them to have money.
Linda, you are gay. You know yourself. They were born that way. And I love them like that. I don't have a problem.
Sure.
I'm also fighting for the budget for them because Kishakabona.
Hey, you're a fucking idiot, bro. Tell me, what's happening in your life? Before we get into trouble, what's happening in your life, Tom? What's happening in your life? Tell me about this the show that's coming up.
Oh, yes. I've got a comedy show that's coming up. Do you know what?
I'm doing a tribute comedy show called A Comedy Show Yamakrutman.
Yes.
So oh, I thought it's called Rejagabon.
Pombili. 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 So it's comedy show Yamakrutman. And basically it's me paying tribute to Yamakrutman of comedy that have had an influence in my comedy career.
Sure.
So it's David Gao, it's Ronnie Madimula, the first black comedian in South Africa. He started comedy in 1997. Then we have Ukakiso Lidika. Then we have Ntosh Madlingozi. And I've got Chris Forrest and Kidiboni Mlaudzi.
Cheers, sir.
This is a premium exclusive event.
Rerun of...
of PMS.
PMS, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're hosting
legendary shit there.
Legendary. And this lineup hasn't been seen in the past 10 years, you know?
I'd pay good money for that, yeah.
Come on, did it's 500 rand a ticket or you pay good money for it?
Shit,
pay now.
Here's my your comment.
Yeah.
My phone is scared.
Don't worry, we'll tap later. We'll tap later, don't worry. I'll tap you now. I'm selling the tickets, my guy.
I don't play.
I'm here for the money. Yeah.
Shit.
So, this comedy show is going to be hosted at Hotel Sky from the 27th of March to the 27th, 28th, 29th.
Sure. I'll buy that.
Yeah. So, this show only has 200 tickets per night.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm keeping it at 200 tickets is because I'm not just doing a show, but we're shooting a 6-part docu-series.
Nice. Dope.
Nice.
Okay? And Hotel Sky is such an amazing partner because they've given us this venue to do this tribute show. And it's not just in Johannesburg. We're also doing Hotel Sky in Cape Town.
Cape Town as well, yeah.
So what's going to happen is that we're going to be doing a road trip. You know that I'm a part of the Toyota Club crew. It's a Toyota Cam crew. So Tina, we specialize in Amakrasida. So it's 243.
Oh, but you said Toyota Cam. I thought you specialize in Amakamri.
Yeah, it's called Toyota Cam because, I mean, the Camry is the
twin
most,
Cam.
You know what I'm saying? The Cam is the Cam. You know, everybody knows Cam or Toyota. So it's 243 of us in our Toyota Club. We'll be escorting, doing one of the biggest Toyota convoys going down to Cape Town. Not Amakrutman now.
Sure.
In Crusaders, in Amahilags.
Sure, it's Kentucky Rounders.
It's a 2-day trip. Yeah. But the thing is, we are documenting this because we want to get the stories out of what David Gao, out of Kagi, out of Ronnie. When they started comedy in 97, the stories about the Bettys, you know, the same stories we're having now, you know?
And how was their pagishing journey? Because, I mean, that was very close to apartheid.
You feel me?
As
dangerous, my man. You say a joke about one white guy, we are going to kill you after the show.
Sure.
But landela ngama highlights.
Yes.
Hey, focus.
So for me, taking Amakrutman down to Cape Town to Hotel Sky in Amakrasida symbolizes the amount of respect, the 100%. Amount of legendary status there is behind these guys. Because the Crusida in our country is a symbolization of freedom.
It's a cult.
I thought it was a symbolization of no prison dead.
Oh my God! Nelson Mandela came out with Mr. Maponya in a gold Crusida 2.4.
What is it? 3 liter.
2.4 GLE. That car sold for 1.3 million rand on auction.
Really?
Okay.
That exact car.
The exact car. 1.3 million in auction. So this comedy show, the tickets are available at Web Tickets. Please get your tickets. It's very exclusive. 27th is already sold out. So only have 28th and 29th available.
This is Joburg.
Yes. I haven't yet opened up the Cape Town tickets yet, because as I said, this is very exclusive. You know what I'm saying? So if you weren't a part of it, you might see it on the docuseries. But the docuseries is not documenting the comedy.
Sure.
It's documenting the lives of these people.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is this a Netflix thingy?
Do you know what? The person with the highest bid can buy the product. Cool. It's independently shot by myself.
Nice.
Yeah. Sugar Ray Productions is one of my partners that is assisting me with making sure that the production has got quality.
Thank God I'm an agent, so I can sell the show.
We shall talk.
Yeah,
cheers.
And don't forget, it's 6-part is the first series with these bunch of comedians.
Mm.
And in Cape Town, I'm going down with a different batch of legendary comedians as well that are going to meet us there. Boriad Musa, Mark Lottery.
I'm a legend.
Correct. So all these people need to be acknowledged, and this is what I'm doing. And guess what? This show is 100% fully funded by my... You understand?
Mm.
And the cool part is this. What makes me so much more proud is that it's equal equity split amongst all of Makrutman.
Yes, yes.
So what we make from the comedy ticket sales is split equally amongst them. What we make on the show when we sell it, equally split amongst them. And that's how I'm giving back, to say thank you for making us who we are today.
Nah, you are teaching government how shit must run. Tell me, since coming out of exile now,
yes,
because I know you're busy with other stuff.
Yes,
so
my
like
brother.
You said, we bumped into each other at your restaurant. Yes. Pushing your restaurant.
What's happening?
Yes. Yeah, what's happening there?
So basically, High Ground Boulevard is a concept that has been a long time coming in this country.
High ground.
We're going to get to the reason why we call it High Ground.
Mm.
So my partners and I got together, and we came up with the concept whereby we want to have a green-lit lifestyle place. Mm. When we say green-lit, it's a sexier way of saying cannabis-friendly.
Gotcha.
Restaurant.
It's so, a sexy way of saying, go bang you in sango.
Yes, go bang you in sango.
Sure.
So it's a private membership club. We are not a spare. You can't come there, JJ.
Can't just look up. Sure. No.
And we don't have that many employees to sing you happy birthday. So
wow.
Yeah. So we really try our best to have a private membership that focuses exclusively on people who love the green lit experience.
Sure. And also, your spot is dope.
Thank you.
Like, what did I say to you, Gonja? I said to Mo, like, where they position. They're in Ilovo.
Mm.
So if you know where Crumbs and Cream is.
Yes, the ice cream shop.
The ice cream shop. Everybody knows the ice cream shop. It
yes.
was voted like most Instagrammable.
Yes, correct.
Really a few years ago. Yeah. I think it was first, and then it was knocked off the first position by that place in Cape Town. I love the dough.
Mm.
But everyone knows it because, like, if they're like Instagram. Trust so you know me. Where that is. Ungena da. And then you're upstairs.
And then,
as soon as you get up the stairs, you've got this view of basically Lovo on Oxford.
Oh. Yeah.
And the up in
I
smoke, my nigga.
But then there's another level.
Yeah.
Unlock another level.
Come on, sure.
High ground.
The third floor is the inside of a unicorn's vagina.
One time.
So colorful.
Vaginal.
So. You know, PH, if you play them, a guy.
Wow.
So, guys, go onto our website, highgroundboulevard.com. Okay. Get your private membership. Dope. Come and join us.
Malin.
It's plus from 250 okay. membership. Yeah. 250 all the way to 5,000 private concierge membership.
What kind of joints am I getting for 5,000?
It's the service that comes with
yeah,
it.
Dog. You know? Yeah, dog. Plus is a my unicorn.
Triple A. Inside the unicorn's vagina. Not just unicorn.
we need to go experience.
Please come.
Being good vagina is like I'm in.
No.
And tell me, personal life, uge pimganwam, because obviously you went through the exile period.
Yes.
And I think obviously people will always associate you, no more me.
Mm.
You know, you are our niggas.
Yes.
I'm told.
Yes.
So man just send goopy. Gatle. Like, where is Tolles Mo?
Do you know what? Tolles Mo.
Because there's white bitches watching, so I just wanna.
I wear my medis.
Public service announcement.
I wear. Danger Caucasians. Danger Caucasians.
I'm laughing at this Musa Kaula thing saying, "Bebe ngakufuni." Katie, tell everyone
they
that smokes
never
weed to come.
Him.
Oh my God!
Mom and I are amicable. We're in a space whereby, like, you know, we're making things work, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about the kids. That's the most important
100%.
Thing.
Yes.
And
about three, Mabepele.
Yes, there's three of them. Apiwe, Kumo, Teyamo, and my son Tike. You know? I'm all about that right now. I'm living for my family. I'm living for my kids.
Sure.
I'm building myself back. I'm very spiritual. I was ordained by my mother's church as a prophet. So I actually preach at my mother's church every single Sunday, no fail.
But you're not pushing Bushiri movement.
No, I'm not pushing Bushiri. We're apostolic. People give offerings, got 50 cents.
You're not praying for the free.
No, because I thought he's going to stand up and levitate. Then I was going to say, get out.
But the
in fact,
thing is,
if you stand up now, your head will disappear.
I'm going to levitate.
Stand up.
Suguma spawn.
I'll pray then.
Ha ha! Major one!
Major two!
Come back!
Major two!
Hey, Major two! Second in charge! Guys, what I can tell you, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's good.
A lot of people sound
happier. The last time I saw you, you were chain smoking.
Yes.
And you were not yourself.
I know, I wasn't.
Yeah, before High Ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
he was
yes.
not himself.
I went
like,
to the shit, man.
Yeah. And guy, me, I know this guy.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, like whenever I see you, it's a lach. You
yeah,
understand?
Man.
Because, Jay, you know, you my oak.
But that day was like, 4 cigarettes.
No, you were just like, you know, like you.
His mind was occupied.
Yeah, his mind was heavily occupied. Your smile was not genuine. Yes. You were not in the right frame of mind. I was like, hey, this guy is going through it, you know? And understandably so.
Mm.
And I think what is very unfair, and you can attest to it, is that, like, I think it's very unfair when you're the only one that knows Uguti.
What's happening,
gahle gahle, yabo? And you are being cancelled.
Yeah.
Okay? But whenever cancellations of this nature happen when it comes to matters of sexual assault, I think one of the unfair things and that happened to us, your friends, is that I, because I'm a public figure...
You can't support
No, if I support you, I'm wrong for supporting you.
You are a sympathist. Like,
guys,
that's what they call you.
Guys, I know this guy for fucking 20 years.
My brother.
I cannot throw... If someone comes to me tomorrow and says, PH did this, I must be confident enough to say, Fusek.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because PH is my oak. I need to know him well enough and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, if I come out and I support Mo and I say, listen, I think this is bullshit.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm the bad guy because I don't believe all victims. But it's like, I say, Benzi, right?
I feel like you're Chuluga, man.
Sorry.
I feel like you're Chuluga, man. Sorry for product. Sorry.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You're making me sweat.
I'm trying to be serious.
Sorry.
And you know I'm not. Yes.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
So it's like your friends now can't support you because we have to all cancel this one individual.
True.
And I think that's very unfair because when you know somebody's character and you know that person, you need to speak up and say, nah, you know what, guys?
Me, and
nah,
genuine O's would call me and have conversations with me. Like Gareth Cliff, for example.
Ah, that's a real outie.
Sure.
Yeah. No, he doesn't give a fuck. That.
Ah, that's my guy. I call him the best Caucasian.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. Because, you know, he was there for me in a time whereby everybody was saying, you can't talk to this guy. You know what Gareth did? Mo, come.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this thing.
On the show. Yeah.
What's happening? You know what I'm saying? Mm. And same thing with you guys. Same thing with MacG. Same. But the problem is that the stigma stays with you, even though you've been proven innocent.
Mm.
It stays with you. And it's difficult for like big corporations, like channels and stuff, to then put you back in the system because they're afraid of what? Twitter. They're Don't forget, our country is controlled by Twitter.
Even, man. Most of the shit that's said on there, people forget and they get over. It's not a real place,
bro,
believe it or not.
It's not
that's
a real
why
place.
I come there and I talk like big shit.
Yes.
Because it's not a real fucking place.
Correct.
You know, but if you know me in real life, you know what it is.
Correct.
You understand? And I think that's something, it's like, it's difficult for corporations and those who have to go with the cancel mob.
That's why we do internet TV. Yeah. We don't need the corporations. Mm. The corporations are in need of us now.
100%.
They're in need of us.
And it's tricky.
It's very tricky at the same time. You know, I'm not worried. I live a life whereby I'm not worried. I live freely, so freely that I can do and say whatever I want because I am my own brand.
Mm.
I'm not worried to not say something stupid because Simba Chips is going to cancel me tomorrow.
Yeah, have Simba Chips.
Really? Really? Yeah. I can't tell the truth because Simba Chips or because... whatever brand I'm going to lose. Ghost Lows or whatever. Yeah. Kingsley's not going to support me. There's some other niggas who are brand bitches out there, bruh.
Hey, Shimvan.
Brand bitches, bruh. And they will stay so corporately correct that even if it means that they must burn you to be corporately okay, they'll do just that.
Mm.
You know what I don't do anymore? I don't drop niggas' names anymore because I realize that my value is so big that if I drop your name, I'm fine. I'm making you famous.
Yeah, I'm putting you on.
I'm putting you on, Crenshaw. And as I have put on a lot of niggas in the game, like what you were talking about, Uguti, you exposed PH to certain things and he respects you for that. And even if he blows up bigger than you in that aspect, there's no way that PH can go on a live platform and say, Waras ain't shit.
Yeah, I'll be upset if he does.
Yeah, but now this what's happening
don't
is
don't
that,
do that.
Yeah, please don't do that. Don't be a M pop ops. Don't be a don't be that guy.
Hey.
Really. It's the truth.
Hey.
Like, no. He, openly and honestly, bruh, you know, sometimes you have to realize that friendships don't really exist in this game.
Mm.
Anybody will say anything
it's
about
use.
You. Yeah, it's use. They want to say and do something to get you up. That nigga on Pop Pops has never had me on his podcast.
Mm. Sure.
But the first thing that comes out about me, like in terms of, you know, tabloid news, whatever, he's running his mouth about me on his podcast.
Mm.
And guess what? It's going to make you views, Pops. Don't worry. You'll get a million views on your podcast one day.
Yeah.
You understand? But me, at the end of the day, I'll always keep it real.
Sure.
I don't have any animosity against anybody. The only thing I can give is love.
Sure.
I'm more love.
More love. Mm. Come on with it.
And also, you know, like when you say you drop names, I think something people need to understand is that my personal experience of your personal experience of Pop-Pops, my personal experience of PH,
yes,
my personal experience of Tolesmo, you can't tell me that because you are of the opinion that lomuntu wenze kanje, I now also need to share your opinion.
Ungangifonelanga.
Yes. Bungekho wena. None of us know kahle kahle. So yes. I have to go based on what I know of this person, sure, their character, and who they are to me. In the same way, Mpopopis is my boy.
Yeah.
Angiqambela manje. My dude. But sure. I don't experience what you experience.
Exactly.
With him, you
and
understand?
I can't take that away from you. Sure.
If anything, what I would want to do is I'd want you guys to make up.
To make
up. Yeah.
Correct.
Because now we'll be at the same pry, UPH, Segas Pegela, Inyama Yentlo.
No, you know.
Now, you don't want to drink. You don't want to drink Mkluzi with Mpopops. So now we've got to pour Mkluzi in separate cups. And that's a fuck up. You're not going to get the
it's
best part.
It's a big
part.
Fuck up.
It's a big fuck up, bro.
Sure.
Now you fucking.
Mina,
me and Paul, I know me right.
It's fine. We
sang home, are you going to put Mut inside my drink? Really?
Come on,
really?
Bro. And Mpopops are mas.
Yeah.
Upus and clues.
But you know, let me, because this is the real network, okay? And I'm going to keep it real on one important fact. When the cameras and all this shit goes off, there's real life.
Mm. Yes.
My children know your kids, for example. Like Mpopops, my kids know his kids.
Mm.
Amani and Kumo are the same age.
Same age.
Every single birthday party they've had from the age of 1 to maybe 7 or 8.
They were together.
Yeah.
Mm.
My daughter's of an age whereby she can watch YouTube and podcasts. Here's Uncle Pops talking bad about my dad.
Mm.
I'm shocked now. How is Uncle Pops laughing and making ridiculement of my dad when he's my uncle?
Asian Fana.
His daughter watching that. My dad is making ridiculement of Uncle Mo.
Yeah. It's a tough one now, but
it's a tough one.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, how do we tarnish personal relationships because we want to trend? Because we want views.
Really?
The views are not worth anything.
Sure. Mm.
At the end of the day, when it boils down to when your daughter has the birthday party, guess whose kids are going to be there? Nobody's kids are going to pull up to your thing, dog. Because why? You've traumatized my daughter. You've traumatized my kid by making ridiculement of her father for no reason. You understand? Or without even saying, yo, Mo, listen, I'm going to, this is going to shit going down, bro. You know what I'm saying? Are you in on the gag or what? If it is a gag.
Sure.
You feel me? So I just hate opportunists who will ride on someone else's name.
Because it's a friendship, he can put you in on the gag.
Yes.
It's possible.
Put me in on it, dog.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But you need to think deeper with how does this thing affect the family model at home. What does my wife think of him now?
Mm.
You understand? Because his wife and my wife, they get along very well.
Yes, but now prizes are cancelled.
But now prizes are cancelled. Now everything is cancelled. It's okay, dog. But at the end of the day, what I can say is that brotherly love needs to be real. Let's stop this fake television friendship thing. Because at the end of the day, when it hits the fan, that's when you're going
to
know.
People need to learn from me and PH.
Mm-hmm.
Are you calling him?
Who?
Pops. Oh, I thought you were calling
No,
Pops.
I'm not going
to say, we must fix it.
Must I call him?
Yeah, call him. One time, bro, I have no qualms whatsoever to squash it, bro.
Let me phone him and see.
Tell him there.
Well, it depends how funny I, how famous I am. Because
let's see.
He might say, just ignore my call. This? Whose number is this?
PH. He doesn't have Mpopops 2. He's got Mpopops number 1. He must have the second
you
number.
Say his number.
Pop-Pop's funny oak.
Funny oak.
How long I have this number.
Bro, me all I can
we
say.
We did a Samsung advert together many years ago.
I think that South African comedy just needs love. Ebenezer took his life because not enough love was given to him.
Yeah.
Nobody understood his struggle. Nobody was yes, he had his close friends like Bongani Dube and all the guys. They already loved and supported. The whole industry came out for Ebenezer. They love him, you know? Mm. But it's just that I think that we need to really go back to those old days where comedy was just comedy.
Comedy.
I think it's also like comedy. Comedy also hurts.
It does.
We make jokes about bahleka.
True.
But now, while klega bantu, you are hurting people. Someone. Yeah, it comes at the cost of those personal relationships.
Correct. And don't forget, hurt people.
Big time.
You know? Yeah. So I think that it's about time that, you know, the comedy industry gets together and say, ah, let's just have peace. Let's put together a big show. I mean, on the 20th of March, I got a show with Skumba, with Sylvester Ntuli. It's so many different people, and me and Skumba have not been eye to eye. Mm. But we're gonna meet for the first time on the 20th, and we're gonna share a stage. And guess what? As the host of the show, I'm gonna bring him on like a bang,
100%.
Like the big superstar he is.
He is, yeah. It sounds like a lot of the relationships of yours that were hurt or that went like Skumba or Pop Pops.
Yeah.
Do you feel like during your exile, Lavant Lababela,
they should have had your back the most.
These were the guys that were coming. But it's like what you were saying, you know, like sometimes in the corporate life, you've got to consider, shit, I'm really coming up. I'm really in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is going to hurt me in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that's where people, that's the question niggas are asking themselves?
No, but I think something that he said, a simple phone call to say, hey, Ndanga, I'm with you.
Yeah,
you know, it may not. Okay, I may not publicly have to do, but just know that.
Sisonke. Just that alone was okay. It's okay.
Yeah, me, I was with you, my man.
Thank you, gentle brother.
I once tweeted it, and they hit me hard.
Yes, they are gonna hit you.
Yeah, they hit me
hard. They're gonna hit you, bro.
But it is a stance I've always held. It wasn't even like a tall ass mode thing.
Yes. Sure.
The only thing that was different now is that you are my friend. I've known you for many years.
I got you.
I've been on missions with you.
I got you.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
After shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm out.
Yes.
You understand? And when I said that on Twitter that time, Jesus. And they were like, well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course you would.
Yes.
You know, and I'm a well-known misogynist myself.
Yes. Yes.
And I was
and you'll never apologize for being a man.
No, I won't. That's what I'm saying. My stance on the matter has always been the same.
Sure.
I once took part in a panel discussion at YFM still. They invited me to fucking ambush me, but anyway.
Okay.
When I sat there, they didn't like brief me properly. And then when I sat there was like six other niggas there and it was hosted by Tsepi. And then it was like, welcome everyone. And it was a crowd of women.
Mm.
Damaged ones.
Oh man.
And then when the feminist thing started from that side, this brood was like, hey, how are you doing? I'm PH. I am trash. Huh? And I just want to say, I acknowledge that I'm trash and I'm here today to learn.
Hi, man.
And I was like, Then I thought, okay, the second nigga's gonna say. Then he's like, hello, I'm Tutuzi. I am trash.
Huh?
I said, eh? That nigga is trash.
Huh?
This nigga is trash. Must have figured him.
Hi, I'm Waras. I don't give a fuck.
That's it. I said, hello, I'm Waras. I'm not trash.
Yes.
Fuck these niggas. That's bullshit. Me, I'm not trash.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And today, thanks for inviting me to the panel discussion.
God.
We are going to have a joint accountability session.
Correct.
Where everyone must take accountability.
Come on with
you. You want to complain about niggas packaging hands and taking them home and then doing stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We have to also complain about bitches coming to the club with no money and getting lifts home with
Correct.
Niggas. How do we fix it?
Correct.
You understand? Not you girls are at fault or
yes.
you guys are at fault. Let us look at the culture overall. Mm-hmm. I mean, PH and I have spoken a lot about
this culture.
Club culture in general.
Yeah.
That video we watched in the comments is where if all of the relationships you find yourself in are transactional, you've got a problem.
True. Mm.
If I can leave with you because I buy you liquor and buy you hair, we have an issue.
True.
We need to get back to I like you and you like me.
Can I call you tomorrow?
Can I call you tomorrow? Once we get, that's just a safe place to get back to.
Thank you.
And then it's also like I was saying, in a time when you are canceling people like me and canceling people like Mo or PH, these are people that I know their character, I know what type of men they are. We are your allies.
I got you.
You remember when Black Coffee was like, yo, we're organizing a march. The march is for GBV women. They were like, hey, Fusekwe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Fusek, when a Black Coffee, are you joking? This guy's funding this whole fucking march.
Yeah.
He's trying to do something with his money, his power, his public profile. And you guys are saying, Fusek, we don't want it. Who you are doing a disservice to all of the people that could help.
True.
This man is your ally.
True.
Then when you decide to say, let me step back.
I opened up an NGO with Mike Bolhase. You know Mike Bolhase?
I know Mike Bolhase.
That's my guy.
The heavy.
You don't know Mike Bolhase? For Terminator his time.
Face of Carte Blanche. He looks like Dolph Lundgren in Rocky 3.
That guy, my guy, is dangerous. Mm. I will arrest you and you'll be arrested for the rest of your life.
He's a heavy from Pretoria.
Sure. He's a big time heavy and a very good friend of mine and my mentor. We opened up an NGO together where it was a very hush-hush NGO where we help niggas who are falsely accused to kind of get into the right legal track. And
sure.
Did they eat me alive?
Oh, yeah.
That's my bullies, my brother. Yeah. We wear the same size sneaker as well. We exchange sneakers because he loves jogging. And he lives not far from my farm. Sure. So him and I had set up this NGO, and we got attacked big time for it, eh?
Because he's also a well-known misogynist or something.
Yeah, what? Men can't help men publicly. It's not allowed. They don't want it.
Yeah.
That's why that discussion that you say needs to happen must happen.
Yes. And look, that discussion, it went well in the end. I caught serious smoke for it.
Shit.
Because obviously all you I stood faced up for was yourself. Vitriol. But I stood up and I said, guys, no one is fighting here. And if we're going to start the whole discussion on a fight, what's the point of the discussion?
BH always plays it safe. Yes. Don't forget his manager's a woman, eh?
Who, BH?
Yeah.
Don't do it. Say you love women more than men.
Hey, I love. Hell yeah, I love women. What you talking about?
Hi, this is my dog. You know how many times they phoned him and they said, "Listen, BH, we want to work with you, but you've got to say publicly, fuck Waras."
No.
And BH says,
"Never.
I won't."
God, I'm fine.
You know, Rockefeller.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes. My G. This is what we need more of.
Yeah.
Men being able to express themselves freely, uncensored, and be able to put the facts and put the truth. And if you are wrong, or if you feel like you've done something wrong, also open up and say, "Dude, I was wrong by 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
You know, as a matter of fact, I think we need to make right. Hence my situation with Pops and his crew. Hence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm okay.
No, I assure you, my friend, the next time I speak to you, I'm gonna say, but I'm not happy.
Yeah. Let's make none.
Yeah. I'm not happy.
On a lighter note, we've got Mbuzi in the building.
Who's Mbuzi?
Yeah?
Are we slaughtering a goat?
Hey,
Mbuzi
the
goat.
We need to go home and do that.
Mbuzi the goat is in the building. Yeah.
Who's Mbuzi?
Mbuzi the sheep.
Mbuzi the sheep.
Okay.
Where's Mbuzi the sheep?
He reads our WhatsApp links. Oh, Pumbuzi.
Ouch! Check out my chain. Haters gonna say it's fake. Hey. Everybody. Kushomari. Kushomina. Hushkaramaima. I'm afraid tomorrow I'm going to cut my black sheep. Funegi yellow board is all anything. My boss thinks I have a degree. I don't. My uncle, who's really not my uncle, made a few calls and boom, corner office, baba. Company car, baba. And a fat salary. Now they want me to train new interns. And skills are finessed on YouTube. Should I confess or keep faking it? What you think?
Confess your animal, imali, baba.
Now you heard my true voice. Bye.
You know, so I think this thing is basically touching on nepotism. Ne?
Nepotism,
firstly,
yes.
But I find it funny. Ne?
I would have never called it that because what a word.
Oh, wow. But I think for me, you know, it's also based on the thing of fake it till you make it. And a lot of people base, base their, not lives, whether it's work careers or lives, just like, and I'm gonna fake it till you make it. But now, when you're going to say something?
You must change. I had a sermon that I dropped on my
faith
Instagram.
Faith it till you make it.
Faith it
yes.
till you make it.
Faith it.
No, faith it.
But there's a difference between fake
faking
and faith.
It and faithing it.
Yeah, huge difference.
So if you faith it till you make it, that's the one. Sure. Don't fake it. Have faith in what you want.
Dangi Major 2. So for me, fake it till you make it is like, and that's what this guy is talking about. To say, hey, I faked it because my uncle ungifakile corner office nemali.
Yeah.
Now when I'm being told to teach people, I can't teach people.
Shit.
You know, I think that's the problem here. But
yes.
I was just speaking on how funny we use, I guess, such lines to benefit us.
I feel
but
it.
When it's actually time to think, we complain about it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, of course. Yeah. But you know what my thing is? What the advice I'd give you is like, yo, continue faking it. Because you're stuck.
Yeah,
now.
That's how come.
Yeah, you get to a point where you can't unfake it. No one is going to be honest at the point at which you've got all the stuff, you're in the role.
Do you
want to
fake
like,
it
hey,
when
guys,
you're talking about your doctor? Do you want
to
fake it when you're talking about your government?
Mm-hmm. No.
Do you want to fake it when you're talking about.
The problem is you as the individual.
Engineers.
You are stuck. We frown upon what you're doing
because
it's not right. Because now those interns are not going to learn. You've got nothing to teach them. You were useless from the word go.
Shit, sure.
The problem is for you as the individual person. It takes a lot, dog.
Yeah.
You know, one in a million people will say, guys, I fucked up.
Yeah.
I actually am not this guy.
Mm.
Nobody does that. You know, practically speaking. That's why government is still fucked. No one is going to say, let me give back the blue light brigade.
Nobody.
Let me give back everything.
Sure.
Nobody. Right?
Nobody's going to do that.
How do you fix that?
And it's the same situation that you were talking about.
I can't say because I'll get cancelled.
You know, I'm just talking. A doctor, guys. A simple doctor needs to be qualified. Do you want to base your life sitting there in a chair on someone who was faking it till they're making it?
No, like, but that's different. Dead,
no,
you're talking
but
about
it's the principle
lives,
the same, dog. Mm. Dentist, doctor, engineer, structural engineer of a fucking building.
Just
who's
imagine.
To say, hey, this bra, ufagwe out here to sign this thing off? Now
yeah,
people's lives are at risk.
Fuck up.
True. It can be a major fuck up. That's
yeah,
very, very
but
true.
But I'm just saying, like, there's certain things where we choose to
ignore it.
Ignore mm-hmm. it.
I don't think we are the ones ignoring it. I say, the individual that's doing it chooses to ignore it. We would frown upon it, whether you're the structural engineer, the doctor, or this brewer in the office.
Sure.
Is that like, nah, that shit is not right. But yeah. I mean, coming from where we're coming from, you know, I used to work at another organization where there was a lot of people that were there, and I would think to myself,
I want to fake better things in life, not faking who I am. You know what I want to fake? I want to fake things that will make me identify people for who they are. Like, I want to fake my sickness, TP in bed. Ipin cold. Yeah, your cool machine. It's 1980. Hey,
hey.
Then
no.
You say that you can.
No,
it's 1986. Uzalweni. Uzalweni no more. 1980 man.
Wow,
then I wake up again.
Hey,
it's
1980. And family members on your deathbed will wait.
Hey, yeah. Everybody wants Vuka among us. Vuka!
Family members.
Vuka! We beg up his kiss mod.
His kiss mod. In a pocket with car.
Vula my cupboard. Vula my cupboard. Ute car. Beg up the cupboard.
And you know there's that one aunt. It's the aunt who's leading this conversation. It's not your sister.
Yes.
It's the aunt.
And then that one aunt who's also concerned about where you are going. Mongis, ubanan. Ubanis ulan, ubanis chok.
Ubanan mahal. Oh, for fuck's sake. Bro, thank you for your time.
Thank you, bro.
Shout out for coming through. Thank you.
Man.
Finally.
Yeah,
I think
man.
This needs to be like a two-part.
Come on.
Yeah, this needs to be a two-part.
PH is faking the end of the show. Yeah? So anyway.
Ah, good tech. We are Pema. Ufuna Speme.
Oh.
How? Kune.
Kune air conditioning. I mean, all I can say is, guys, smoke to live.
Sure.
You know how long I've been smoking cigarettes?
Sure.
From the age of 9.
I don't think you can. Hold on. James, we've got a white guy here. So
I don't think
we can smoke.
Okay if we smoke.
James,
it's fine.
I mean, all I can say is, guys.
Yeah. No, shout out to
Mr. Stavan.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, all I can say.
Yo. Really.
Asabian.
I love PH.
Asabian.
I wanna be in the same bed as PH and Shady. Oh my God, the best of both, Ebony and Ivory.
Ooh. Oh my God. Yo, thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week, man. Thank you.
Oh, Trump, please give us the sponsor again. Please.
Yo, I'm out of here. I got another
sponsor
meeting to go
us.
To. Shout out for coming through. His name is Bushiri 2. What's going on?
Major 2.
Okay, guys, we're out of here. Thank you.
Can I be your hype man?
Shut up! I'd like to close the show. For fuck's sakes.
You can hype me, what I
say. Bye-bye. Hey, always.
I love you.